And now it's time to head from San Francisco over the bridge to our neighbors of the north in this next installment of The Source.
I live in Cool Valley.
Oh, I see.
Pacific Heights.
Extremely.
San Carlos.
Well, there you are.
Daly City.
Sunnyvale.
It was done. Finished. But
El Cerrito.
Something was lacking.
Lower Haight, man.
And then it came.
In Marin, it's been a rewarding year for Betty Gert. Back in February, she was recognized for her significant contributions advancing the understanding of the past in Marin County. And this Sunday, she'll be honored by the Mill Valley Art Commission at their annual awards dinner. In this story from our archives, Girk sat down with KALW's Stephen Short to discuss the subject of one of her books, The Namesake of Marin County. And here's a hint, it has nothing to do with water.
You're listening to the song of a meadowlark, an attractive little bird with its bright yellow breast outlined in a black V. The early inhabitants of California were particularly interested in meadowlarks, not for their coloring, though.
The native peoples, not only here in Marin County, but up and down California, thought of it as a gossip.
That's Betty Girk, who taught anthropology at the College of Marin for over 30 years.
So they were concerned this gossip would tell somebody else when they had broken an important taboo of their culture.
You understand the idea. How do I know? Oh, a little birdie told me. When Girk researched her book, Chief Marin, Leader, Rebel, and Legend, she found meadowlarks to be uniquely entwined with the state's changing culture in the late 1700s, as Spanish and English-speaking explorers and traders colonized California.
Indians said that the meadowlark was so smart it could speak not only the native language it was being spoken, but it could speak English and Spanish.
The meadowlark's ability to understand those different from itself was shared with the man who came to be known as Chief Marin, namesake of Marin County.
The person we know as Chief Marin had an Indian name. Of course, it was Huicmusa. And he carried that name for 20 years until he went into Mission Dolores. And there he was baptized as Marino.
Within his first year in the mission system, Marino was helping to translate prayers and instructions from Spanish into the local languages.
Which is really a quite incredible skill. However, he was also a rebel, and so he deserted both the mission in San Francisco and the mission in San Rafael and hid out on the islands of Marin, now known as Marin Islands, just off of San Rafael.
Marino became a respected leader among the Coast Miwoks. In fact, he led a delegation of mission Indians to meet Spanish General Mariano Vallejo. Marino told of whippings and other cruelties committed by the church, and the meeting resulted in the general advising the church to stop such practices, or the native population would run away into the hills.
And so it was Chief Marin who helped bring about the stopping of whipping of Indians up and down California in the church.
General Vallejo, like the priests before him, recognized Marino's leadership skills throughout the various coastal villages, and he respected his courage. As Girk says,
that may be why he gave him the name Chief, because they really didn't have chiefs of all of Marin County.
It was around this time, 1820 or so, that Vallejo and company shortened the chief's name a little by knocking off the O at the end. It was now spelled M-A-R-I-N, with an accent mark, which in Spanish is pronounced Marine.
And when the Americans came in, they saw that its name Marine, and they didn't notice what the accent meant in Spanish, and they just pronounced it Marin.
Eventually, when California came under American authority, General Vallejo was chosen to lead the state Senate committee responsible for naming the various counties. He remembered his Indian comrade Marino, or Marine, or now Marin, and saw to it that his old home territory was named in his honor. Girk points out that Marin was successful with his own people, with the conquistadors, and then with the Americans.
He must have been a very skilled individual to be able to live in three worlds.
With no direct sources available today, Girk doesn't know how Chief Marin became such an effective communicator.
Well, maybe we just have to go ask a meadowlark.
That's a wonderful way to end this. Yes, we should ask the meadowlark.
In Marin County, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.